Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Thor Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol THXPF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, Thor Exploration does have two projects that the company continues to advance, and one that is already in operation. That is the Segilola Gold Project in Nigeria. That's what we're going to be focusing on because the company did just release the Q1 operational update. Company also has the Douta Gold Project located in Senegal. Segun, starting off with the Segilola Project. The numbers came in for Q1 operations, and the company produced just over 21,000 ounces of gold. This is pretty much right in line with the 2022 forecast of between 80 to 100,000 ounces of gold. Now, I know initially when this mine was brought onto production, you had a very short time of some growing pains, but those seem to be sorted out pretty quickly, and Q1 just goes to show that this mine is now running pretty much in line with your guidance. Recap that Q1 for us in terms of operations, please.
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me back on. Yes, we were very happy with the start of the year, with the first 3 months production. You know, the plant not only did it overperform in terms of throughput, the plant continued to improve in pretty much every aspect month on month since December. So December, January, February, March. We had a guidance of between 20 and 22,000 ounces for the quarter. We produced above 21,000, so we were, you know, the upper end of our guidance. And in that quarter, while we produced, you know, the throughput rate improved month on month, the number of ounces of gold we produced improved month on month, and the recovery rate improved month on month. And we've managed to get this plant running steadily, without any major unplanned shutdowns. So we're extremely happy. We think we've had a great start, and we hope to continue trending in this direction as we move into Q2.
Well, Segun, hats off to you and your team for a solid operations quarter. And it's nice to see the mine up and running where it's slated. We see that so rarely in the mining space. It's a sad admission, but there's many mines that struggle for the first year or two to even get anywhere close to what they projected. So hats off to your team again. One of the things that it looked noteworthy is that as the grades are improving, it seems like your recovery rates are improving, and you're now getting down into some of that fresh ore that's augmenting some of the mined ore and some of the stockpiles. So maybe walk us through that side of how things are improving on the grade and recovery front.
Yes, that's correct. You know, in Q4 last year, we were putting in head grade around about 2 grams per ton. We've been steadily increasing that month on month. In March, the grade was 3.38 grams per ton. As we go into Q2, we're going to be looking about 3.5 to 4 grams per ton in that range. And that's as we go deeper in the pit. And, you know, if you look at our recoveries from last year to where we are now, trending from 92% to just over 95% average for the 31 days of March, you know, these recoveries seem to be improving and correlating with the increase in grade as well. So we hope this trend continues as well, and we continue to have this high throughput rate versus the design capacity. Higher grades, higher recoveries will keep us comfortably, you know, at the upper end of our guidance for the year. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
So in terms of these higher recoveries, and still the company really just a percent away from the goal of about 96% recoveries, is that because of the higher grade ores? Is that what is helping the recoveries here, Segun?
I wish I knew the real answer, but I mean, we're very fortunate with this ore body. There are very few impurities here. You know, there's a huge component that's recovered from gravity alone. On most days, on most gold pours, our production is 70% gravity and 30% from the CIL circuit, which has a very positive effect on our costs as well. So, I mean, all I can say is, you know, we're very fortunate with the kind of ore body we have. In fact, the main impurity we have is silver in here, and we actually sell that silver to cover a lot of our refining costs. So, you know, I don't have the straight answers to why the recoveries are so high, but we're very fortunate and we're certainly not complaining.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain about your main deleterious metal being silver compared to other mines. So that's a good problem to have. Like you said, you can sell the silver. It helps offset some of the cost, Shagun. So just one thing that people will wonder, though, is with any mine that's in operation is how are you going to replace the reserves? How are you going to grow the deposit? I know that your exploration team has been busy out looking for areas around Segilola that could augment the mine production. Could you walk us through how that process is going, looking for more ore?
Yeah, so we've actually started a satellite drilling program, which we mentioned in our at the end of our February update. This is really focused on drill targets we've worked up within trucking distance of the mine. You know, we have a lot of stream anomalies that's been narrowed down to gold anomalies in the soil. We understand the geology a lot more now we've opened up the pit and we can look at it structurally. So we have, you know, a phased drill program going. It's a very important focus for us to find additional open pit ore, really, because, you know, given the current mine life of the plant in the open pit before going underground, finding any additional open pit ounces is hugely material to the economics of this project and extending the mine life. We have our drilling now focused in what I call two categories. One we call the near mine exploration and one we call the regional exploration. Our first two regional targets are also within tracking distance, but we're talking a distance of about 15 kilometers. And what we categorize as the near mine, we're talking within 3 kilometers. So these programs are going on. We're hoping to have, you know, a few sets of drill results during this Q2. And hopefully, you know, it's a successful one. It's something we've been after over the last few years. Obviously, the main focus was building the mine since early 2020 and building it on time and building it within budget. Now we're up and running and we think we've de-risked the construction and we're now cash flowing. We're able to now focus on this mine life extension through successful exploration.
So Shagun, how quickly could, say, one of these satellite deposits, if or when found, be brought into production? Any general time frames you can share with us?
Well, certainly the ones within, you know, 3 kilometers, we don't need, you know, we have a mining permit that's already, you know, covers a lot of ground. Our exploration permit envelopes our mining permits, so converting that to a mining permit wouldn't be an issue. We have all the heavy equipment. There's no massive capex requirement to monetize these deposits. And we're just looking at, you know, haul roads, getting them to the pit and the process plant. So without giving it a specific time frame, it's not a very long time frame. We certainly wouldn't be longer than, you know, the existing mine life that's remaining. It's something we can factor into our current production profile.
Well, and Shagun, you also mentioned that eventually there is that underground mining component. Are you doing any exploration at depth to keep testing that area to see how that would look, you know, down the road?
So we have an exploration program which was designed, you know, about a year ago. We hadn't pushed the button on it. Now we're comfortably in a steady cash flow position. We're first going to drill out, target the satellite deposits. And then we're now looking at putting in some of the deeper holes. Now the pit is relatively deep and we have a better understanding of the structural controls in the pit. We're looking at putting in some drill holes over the next 6 months. So first, the initial program we're doing on the satellite targets is between 5,000 and 10,000 meters. Once we complete that, we'll be using those exploration rigs to test some deeper targets in the pit.
Shagun, have any of these targets that you're going to be testing with this 5,000 to 10,000 meters, have they been tested at all with the drill in the past?
No, they haven't been drilled. But when I say targets, you know, they've been defined through geochemistry, through mapping, through trenching, and trying to get as confident as we possibly can before drilling through taking these steps along the way.
Well, Shagun, it sounds like there's a lot of exploration work going on in addition to the operational success. So, you know, we will keep following along with some of that regional and some of the more near mine satellite deposits that you are exploring for. But it should also be noted that at your secondary project, which is growing into a pretty big project in its own right at Douta over in Senegal. You still have a pretty aggressive exploration plan there underway for 2022. Could you give us a general update on what's going on at the Douta deposit?
Yes, the Douta project is very high importance to us. You know, it's the second project which we intend to build organically, you know, as well. So far, the milestones we've achieved there have been successful. Our first major milestone was the maiden resource in Q4 last year. We've gone back and we've been drilling for the last, you know, 5-6 weeks, focused on a number of areas. First one was extending the Makosa deposit, which hadn't been closed out along strike. So extending that by a couple of kilometers. We also had some success last year in some new targets, such as Mansa. We're looking at infilling that and extending that along strike and down dip. And then we have some additional targets which have never been drilled, but look very promising from the soil geochemistry and the auger drilling we'd done before. So we've put in some meters there. So there's a pretty big drilling campaign that's ongoing now. As you say, it's pretty aggressive. We are setting ourselves a target. We hope to get above 1 million ounces and then put this Douta project into some kind of economic study this year. That's our target for the year. So I think that would complement, you know, the production from Nigeria to people see that there's something economically tangible in our pipeline as well that we're looking to build upon.
At one point, you had the Makosa main project, and then you had the Makosa tail, and then you had that area in between called, you were dubbing it the Makosa Bridge, just as a way to refer to that area. Is that where a lot of the growth will come into this resource expansion when you put out the updated resource estimate later this year?
Oh, so we successfully pretty much closed that gap between Makosa and Makosa tail. It's less than 100 meters now, so 50 meters. I guess where the main gap is, which is very exciting for us now, is the north of Makosa and the south of a target called Mansa, which is 5 kilometers away. The first part of our drilling just now has gone into filling that gap in. We believe we've been drilling through the structure. Now we can just hope it's mineralized as we get the results back. Because if you remember, Makosa and Makosa tail combined is about 7.5 kilometer strike length. And if we were to add another, you know, 3 or 4 kilometers to that, and you include Mansa, we're looking at something very sizable in terms of deposit. We're still only drilling now till about 60 meters. We're seeing how long we can stretch this out as a shallow depth before we even start considering going deeper. So it's certainly a very exciting project for us. The blue sky potential here is enormous. And, you know, the first tick in the box is going to be getting these assay results back through the quarter this year, the second quarter this year.
Okay, so really growth on two fronts, with Douta being, let's say, a little bit behind Segilola, but we should be getting some of those drill results. And as you said, goal to move to over 1 million ounces. Shagun, can you discuss the cash situation of the company in terms of what approximately the cash balance is now and the balance between what the company is spending on exploration compared to what you're also making from the mining at Segilola, please?
So look, we're averaging just over 7,000 ounces per month. We're getting close to the spot price. Our costs right now are hard to tell, really, because, you know, we're just transitioning to our first full quarter. But our costs at the moment are around about $1,000 per ounce. We're hoping by the time we finish the year, the cost for this year is going to land between $850 and $950. We do have a senior debt facility with the Africa Finance Corporation of $54 million. We've already paid back close to $4 million of that. We have another debt repayment at the end of June. We have cash and cash equivalents in terms of gold unsold and cash of around about $10 million. We're generating, you know, on average, you know, between $13 and $14 million a month. We hope that improves as our production improves if the gold prices stay where they are at the moment. To answer the second part of your questions, in terms of exploration, we've ring fenced for at least the first phase across Douta and Nigeria, around about $4.2 million, which will cover the exploration programs in both countries.
All right, Shagun, thank you for this update. Nicely done managing the mine through Q1, and also a couple drill programs ongoing here. We'll follow up as some of the drill results hit the market, but if anybody has any questions regarding the ongoing operations or any of the strategies to move the company forward, either at Segilola or Duta, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Thor Explorations. And again, we'll be following up on the back of some more news. Shagun, thank you for the update today.
Thanks very much, gentlemen. Pleasure as always.